It's WGXC 90.7 FM.
Right.
Acra.
Keep going.
Hudson, Catskill, Phoenicia, and lots of other places.
That's an interesting addition.
And Valencia.
And
or
Valencia.
As they usually call it when you first land in Columbia County.
Valati.
Valati.
Very well done. Did you mention the online way
and online at WGXC.org.
Yes.
Saturday, May 14th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC, including at 9 a.m. It's time for the WGXC Morning Show and the second episode of I Have Seen Niagara, a radio play from G. Lucas Crane, Roy G. Biz, Miriam Atkin, L.A. Fontaine is on. It's called The Sunflower Cult Part 2, The Massive Entering. And then 10 a.m. it's time to turn on the news with the Back in the Womb episode as we revisit abortion news. Joshua Freed remixes New York City radio on Hudson Valley frequencies at 10:30 a.m. He calls it Radio Wonderland. At noon, it's time for the countdown. New music from Ibibio Sound Machine, Ghost Power, and Jaded Azarides, among others. And at 1 p.m., there are songs from Clara Rousset, People Like Us, Christian Marclay, and others on In My Room Radio. At 3 p.m., it's time for the Radio Art Hour, this week with works from Kate Donovan, Steve Roden, and new pop songs from Spiritualized and Glove About Radio. 6 p.m., the Framework Show takes field recordings and turns them into compositions with Polina Kozisenka and Petra Kops featured this week. Sadie Woods and her Gridlock Sound Lab show is on at 8 p.m., and then it's time for Mantis and his Leper's Garden Death Metal show at 10 p.m. on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
I don't see a problem. I'll draw you a map, meet you when I can. I gotta follow my own path and welcome what finds me right where I am. And if you're gonna love me tomorrow, maybe you can love me today. The love song's poetry you borrow picks me up, carries me away. But I
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia. I'm 11, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm also from Hudson, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate,
bookish things.
And we're often joined by our friends Fatia and Jada, and perhaps they'll join us today, but for now, it's the three of us. And
Mashuda sometimes.
And Mashuda sometimes too, correct. But yeah, so we're going to get started talking about some books. Why don't we start with Amelia?
You always start with me. Today I read a short story called How to Tell a True War Story by Tim O'Brien. It's semi-autobiographical, which I take that to mean that it was probably influenced by some of his experiences, but not like all of them, because Tim O'Brien, the author, was a veteran in Vietnam during that whole time. And it basically tells the story of a group of soldiers in Vietnam, and the things they see there is told in a very casual way, in a way that kind of makes me almost think of how someone might tell someone else a story at a bar over drinks or something. And it just makes it really unique and interesting to read, because he's talking about all these horrific events, yet he's telling them so casually and with very little like fanfare or the pomp and circumstance that other war central stories or movies or media would tell them. Everything is very casual and matter of fact, and I thought it was very interesting.
And you said it's a short story?
Yeah, it's a short story, just like a few pages, I think.
Oh, interesting. And so his horrific stories that he's telling are very brief, or does he just tell one or two of them?
There are a bunch of them. The thing that like stood out to me is that when he's telling them, he tells them like in the space of like one very short paragraph. So it's a very and then story, but like not in a bad way, in a very natural way.
Interesting. I remember reading a book by him in high school. Think The Things They Carried. That was an assigned reading that we had in high school. Forget which class. Had you ever read that in high school, Amelia?
What was the story again?
The Things They Carried.
I don't think so. I don't think I ever read that in high school, no.
It sounds like a good book. I'd love to read it.
Yeah, so The Things They Carried was a novel. So it was, I couldn't remember if it was an autobiography or not, because he does, you know, base his stories on his experience in the Vietnam War, but it was also a novel. I don't know if he's ever written autobiography. Would have to look that up. But thanks for sharing your short story of the week. While you were talking about that, looks like Fatia has joined us. So
hi.
And Fatia is our youngest co-host. Remind everybody how old you are.
8.
So we just heard from Amelia. Why don't we go to Georgia next? Georgia, what do you have to share today?
So my new library, my new local library has a incredible graphic novel section. Got like a really tall shelf of them. And I just made a huge pile of 9 graphic novels. So I got 9 books from the Lex Library. It's great, even though I live in Stockbridge and there's a Stockbridge library. I just went to the Lex first. So I didn't know that there was a sequel to one of my favorite graphic novels, but there is, The OK Witch and the Hungry Shadow by Emma Steinkelfner. So yes, Emily, you are right. It was a series. It's really good. I read it. It's amazing. Okay, I'm going to read the description. Well, first I'll just say, this is a really good sequel. I feel like with some book sequels, they just sort of are like, oh, we're already famous. This book is always already doing so well. So we could just slack off and do a really cheesy love story and get away with it. No, this is not like that. It's really good. So this is called The OK Witch and the Hungry Shadow. I'll read the description. Moth Hush is back. Moth is starting to settle in with her newfound witch heritage and powers. But life at school continues to be rough. Even her best friend, Charlie, doesn't entirely understand what it's like for her to always be the one who gets mocked. And the things only get worse when Moth's mom starts dating one of the dorkiest teachers in school. Then Moth gets hold of a mysterious charm that can unleash another version of herself, one who is confident, cool, and extremely popular. What could possibly go wrong? In this spellbinding graphic novel, Emma Steinkellner tells a story packed with humor and heart about the weird and wonderful adventures of a wish in progress. Witch in progress. Sorry. This is ages 8 to 12, just like the last one. It's a great book. I definitely recommend it.
Do you feel like
the first one for?
Oh, okay. Or that's what I was going to ask.
It won't make any sense if you don't read the first one.
What if you don't remember the first one, but you read it already? Do you think you'll pick it up pretty fast? Reread it? Okay.
You should probably reread it. It'll just make more sense.
Yeah.
It'll just flow better.
I remember liking the first book, but I don't remember the story. But my bet is that that's I would good. Pick it up pretty quickly.
Then you should just try it the second.
That's very fun. I'm glad you have access to lots of good graphic novels where you are. Oh.
I miss Hudson so much. I haven't gone back to Hudson like over a month. And the last time I went back, I started crying because I miss it so much.
Aww.
I really miss Hudson. I really, really do.
We miss you too, though. At least we get to connect with you on the radio.
Thank you.
That's good.
Same for you. It's about 40 minutes from my new, well, more like 35. It's not too long. Well, actually, it's like 40 minutes from my house.
Well, thanks for sharing your book. Someday, when I have the time, I will read both of them again. Well, I'll read the first one again and the second one for the first time. But first, I have to get through a big stack of graphic novels that I have checked out from the library. And I did read one over the last weekend that I'll talk about. And then I have a second book that I'll talk about after Fatia goes. But since we were talking graphic novels, I read a graphic novel. I believe it's a standalone, but it could be a series. I feel like it definitely like sets up that there could be a second book, but I don't see any signs that a second one is happening. But it is called Girl on Fire. And it's by Alicia Keys and Andrew Weiner, and it's illustrated by Brittany Williams. And so it's Alicia Keys, the singer, and hence Girl on Fire is the title. And every chapter title is a song by Alicia Keys. So I didn't notice it at first. And at some point, one of the chapters was called Fallen. And I was like, oh, are all of the chapters called this? And they were. But it is about a young woman living in the city. I can't remember if it specifies the city, but it's like in an urban environment. And her name is Lolo Wright, and she's a teenager. And she lives with her brother and her dad and her grandmother. And it's sort of about what happens when she discovers she has sort of special powers and how she navigates learning about these powers. But then also there's different challenges and risks in her environment and figuring out how to use her powers to help the people that she loves and stand up for herself. But here, I can read the description for this one. Let's see. Okay. Lola Wright always thought she was just a regular 14-year-old dealing with regular family drama. Her brother James is struggling with his studies. Her dad's business constantly teeters on the edge of trouble. And her mother, she left long ago. But then Lolo's world explodes when a cop pulls a gun on James in a dangerous case of mistaken identities. Staring down the barrel with no one else to help, Lolo discovers powers she never knew she had. Using only her mind, she literally throws the cop out of the way. Problem is that secrets like Lolo's don't stay secret for long. Skin, a dangerous dealer with designs on taking over the neighborhood, hears of Lolo's telekinetic abilities and decides that he needs her in his crew. Skin might not have Lolo's powers, but he's got nothing to lose and is willing to do whatever it takes to get what he wants. And what he wants is Lolo. Lolo's not willing to let Skin use her to hurt the people and neighborhood that she loves, but it's going to take a whole different kind of bravery to stand up for what's right, especially after Lolo's mom returns suddenly and turns Lolo's whole world upside down. For too long, it's true, Lolo's had her head in the clouds, but this time it's on her, and she's not backing down. So I thought this was a fun story, and I liked the artwork by Brittany Williams. I think if there was a second, I would definitely check it out. It wasn't probably my favorite graphic novel I've ever read, or favorite like superhero graphic novel. But I liked that it was in a sort of familiar setting, like a real life setting, and that the characters were dealing with like sort of everyday problems. I mean, aside from the superhero ability part. But yeah, that was very good. So I think for people that are interested in that kind of superhero story, or certainly for fans of Alicia Keys, want to check that out. So that's Girl on Fire, and it's a graphic novel. I'd say probably middle school or teens, middle grade teens. It's maybe like upper middle grade, lower teens. And now on to Fatia. What did you have to share today?
I have a poem that I really like. It's called Tomorrow. How I love tomorrow, the day when all be well, the day I'll lay down my sorrow and have my dreams fulfilled. When I need some dough, when peace and joy you lure, I think about tomorrow and I can take it all in stride. I can bear all today, 'cause according to God's word, they soon will pass away, and that might just be by tomorrow. I really like that book because it's like about tomorrow, and I also like tomorrow, and that's why this book, this poem is my favorite poem. It's really nice poem. I don't know who it's by, but I do know like what year it was like made by. It was made in 2016.
And where did you find the poem?
I searched it up, and I was looking for it when I found it right at the front. I just searched poem and it was right there.
Oh, on the internet?
Yeah.
So maybe somebody that wants to read that could search for tomorrow poem on the internet. I bet there's a lot of poems called tomorrow.
Yeah, and there's like a big, like, I saw a picture. It was so cool that it made me want to read it. It was like a picture of a big sunset, and it had all the warm colors.
Very nice. Well, thank you for sharing. I like hearing poems every week. So I had one other book to share, which is an interesting one. It's sort of, it's a picture book, but it's a little bit longer and maybe good for a little bit older of a reader. But it is called Endlessly Ever After by Laurel Snyder, with illustrations by Dan Sentat. And it's a choose your own adventure book that's based on fairy tales. And so you start off the book as basically like a Little Red Riding Hood character, and your mom's telling you you need to go to your grandmother's really quick. She's not feeling well, and like bring her some food to like cheer up, you know, classic Little Red Riding Hood start. And then your first choice that you get to make is whether you're going to pick to wear your red cape, like Little Red Riding Hood, or if you're going to wear your coziest faux fur coat. And so based on that decision, you go on an adventure, and it leads you through different fairy tale worlds. So you might end up crossing paths with Hansel and Gretel, or the witch from Hansel and Gretel, or Sleeping Beauty, Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, of course the wolf from Little Red Riding Hood. I forget who else. There's lots of different fairy tale characters that you cross paths with. And I took on the challenge to try to go on every single possible path. So I ended up getting to see every possible scenario. And it's really fun. I love a good choose your own adventure. And it was fun that it's like a picture book style. So it has like really big, vivid illustrations by Dan Sentat, who is a great illustrator. He's done illustrations for both picture books and chapter books as well, and graphic novels. So yeah, highly suggested. Endlessly Ever After. Pick your path to countless fairy tale endings. A story of Little Red Riding Hood, Jack, Hansel, Gretel, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, a wolf, a witch, a goose, a grandmother, some pigs, and endless variations.
That sounds so fun. I love choose your own adventure books. Also, I found the author of the poem. It's by Edith Ohaja, I think. I just wanted to say that I found the author of the poem Fatia read, and that I love Choose Your Own Adventure books. I used to have a bunch of them. I would have post-it notes on different pages that I could go back and get all the different endings you could get. It was very fun.
Yeah. They used to drive me crazy back in the day, the chapter book ones, where I felt like I liked to be able to get to the end of a page or the second page and then make a choice. But every once in a while, they'd be like, continue on page 92. And they would just make you go to another page, but they wouldn't let you make a decision. And it just seemed like cheating. I was being robbed of my choice making. But this one doesn't do any of that. Anyways, those are my books for this week. Does anyone have anything coming up that they're excited about they wanted to share?
Well, so at school, we have this really fun reward thing where every Friday, if we get 12 points in the week for like being good in our specials and in classes, if we're like really attentive, we get a reward on Friday. So our school has a stream. So this week, we're going to all wear water shoes and bathing suits or just clothes that we're fine with getting wet. And then we're going to go wading in the stream and get really wet. And we can do whatever we want in the stream as long as we're wearing water shoes. And we'll also have a picnic. So I'm excited for that.
Sounds fun. We're getting excited about this nice weather we've been having.
Mm-hmm. It's been so nice.
Good to get outside. That's actually one thing I'm excited about coming up is with this nice weather, getting out in the garden and planting stuff. I'm also excited coming up on Sunday, May 22nd, we're having a Greenport Family Day at the Greenport Town Park. It's geared towards families with younger children because we'll have Abby Lappin, who does a music and movement program at the library, is going to do a program there. We're going to have Pamela Badila telling folk tales and stories. We're going to have some local authors doing some picture book readings. And we're going to have a craft and games with Miss Kathy and other library friends. And it's at the Greenport Town Park, which is just a great space. And there's like a playground there and like grass to run around and roll around in. So it'll be really fun. Oh, and this and that food truck will be there. So there'll be food available. Should be a great day. And it's rain or shine. They do have a pavilion there. So if it's a little rainy or drizzly, we'll be in the pavilion. But hopefully it'll be a beautiful day and we can have a great day out at the park. So everybody's welcome. But yeah, it's geared towards families with younger children. Yeah, something I'm looking forward to coming up at the library. How about Amelia or Fatia? Anything that you're excited about? Things that going on or things that you're excited to read?
I have a dance competition coming up next week.
Cool. What kind of dance are you doing?
Hip hop. I do hip hop on the adult hip hop team in my studio. It's a lot of fun.
I know you've been with that studio a while.
Yeah, for longer than I can remember now. I've been there a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How about you, Fatia?
I have this like art project that we do at school. It's like so cool. We did like a bunch of projects, and this is our last trimester. And like this is our about third project that we're doing, and I'm so excited about like for tomorrow because we're not like done with it, but there's like a final part of the project, and I wonder what the final part is, and I'm so curious about that and excited.
Suspense. Do you have any guesses what it's going to be?
I'm pretty sure we're gonna probably like make it into a book. I don't really know.
That'd be cool. But you'll have to fill us in once you know. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time and lots of beautiful outdoor sunshiny days. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
happy reading.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.
Do, do, bye. Do, do, do. Do, do.